made blackberry pies or peach pies, and some people made dumplings with a few peaches. They call it peaches and dumplings. But I never did like dumplings much, so we didn't have them in my house.
I imagine with 11 kids, y'all could really put away the...
We could put away the groceries, yes. And most of the time, they were just good, common, hard groceries.
Mm-hmm. Now, food taken between regular meals, you'd say, was a what?
Well, they call it snacks now. We used to just go in the house and get a biscuit and some syrup, or a cold sweet potato and a piece of cornbread, or something.
Oh,
yeah. And pour some syrup in it. Going out to the field eating it.
How was coffee? How would you prepare coffee?
Well, now, at my daddy's house, he just drank coffee 3 times a day, but I drink coffee all day. And
just 3 times a day?
He just drank 3 times. He drank 2 cups of coffee every meal of his life, I guess. Now coffee, he made, they didn't have, they had percolators, of course, before Daddy died, but back when I can remember when I was a boy, you just had a coffee pot you boiled coffee in. A lot of folks made it in old iron kettle. And you just poured in some coffee, poured in some water, and let it boil. But percolators come along, of course, when I was I was 8 or 10 years old, I believe, before I saw a percolator, maybe 12, 15.
Mm-hmm. Now when dinner was on the table and the family was all standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Well, you had to push them back this day and time, but back them days, you didn't sit down until Daddy sat down, and everybody would sit down, Daddy had a blessing. But Daddy had all the plates at his plate.
Mm-hmm.
He kept everybody's plate and passed them around. But I never done that at home. We had the plates already passed around, they might come in and pass. And at my house, we had a cook a lot of times, and she'd come in and pass a biscuit around to everybody. And she'd come back and bring hot biscuits. Sometimes they'd call her back the third time with hot biscuits. But at home, me and my wife never had a cook. One of us got up, her or one of the girls, most of the time, got up and got things for the table. But we tried to have a blessing. The very last of our kids, they got where they was working off here, yon, and there, hardly ever that mealtime. And that's the way it is now. You don't have mealtime like you used to. That's the reason most folks got to eat that big meal at night, I guess, where they can get up and get everybody together. Because you don't have your breakfast and dinner and supper like we used to have. And everybody come eat one time, unless somebody was, often could get home.
Yes.
We waited for everybody to come out and eat one time.
If the food's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been...
That was just leftovers, reheated. His lady told me one time old man asked me one time, my wife ever feed me any leftover coffee, any stewed coffee.
Uh-huh.
I said, what you mean stewed coffee? He said, well, it's more time, heat it up. I said, well, I have drank some stewed coffee, I guess, but I always had fresh coffee every morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you mentioned grits. Did you ever make anything out of that kind of puffed up corn, you leach the kernel off of it? Did you ever have any of that?
You mean hominy?
Right, yeah.
You take hominy and take corn and shell it off and pick out good corn out of the weevils in it, and you get you some lye to go on back that old potash, put some lye in there, and it eats the hull of it off. That's how I get the outside skin off of the corn. Then you wash it and soak it, and then you cook it. And you just eat it dry along slow. I mean, it's boiled and you eat it with a spoon, but you don't use gravy like with hominy like you did with grits or anything.
You had to buy rice, didn't you?
Yeah, I have.